Perek Dalad Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Yossi Omer, HaMechabed Es HaTorah Gufo Mechubad Al HaBrios, V'chol HaMechalel Es HaTorah Gufo Mechulal Al HaBrios. Rabbi Yossi says, when a person honors the Torah, people honor him. When a person dishonors the Torah, people dishonor him. What exactly is the connection that Rabbi Yossi is teaching between a person who honors the Torah and people honoring him? Didn't we just learn in the last Mishnah that a person shouldn't study Torah in order to gain honor? So what does Rabbi Yossi mean when he says that a person who honors the Torah, people will honor him, as opposed to a person who dishonors the Torah, people will dishonor him? Allow me to share with you a story, an interaction that I just had with somebody, which helped me understand the correlation between one who honors the Torah and people honoring him, as opposed to a person who dishonors the Torah and people dishonoring him. An individual recently told me that his success, his growth in Torah and Yerushalayim and Avas Hashem and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although he began his life as a secular Jew, didn't come from a teacher of Torah and a scholar of Torah of the highest order. But it rather came from somebody who was so sincere, honest, kind, and real about their Torah study. It was a person who smiled. It was a person who lived the Torah the way it was supposed to be lived. The individual told me that there are many people who could teach Torah, who could share thoughts, ideas, and innovative approaches to Torah. It's true in Torah, it's true in Mishnah, it's true in Halacha, it's true in Gemara. But a person who learns the Torah and teaches the Torah and lives the Torah, who's able to smile and who's able to take care of others and look out for others, that's a person that you want to learn from. And that's what this individual told me. He didn't change and grow because of the greatest lecture or talk or the deepest thinker. It wasn't that rabbi, but it was rather the rabbi who was honorable, who was caring, who was sincere and who was real, and who the Torah was able to live a lifeline through. That's the person who he wanted to imitate and be like, and that was his role model. That's what I believe Rabbi Yossi is teaching. Kol ha-mechabed es ha-Torah. Somebody who honors the Torah, meaning somebody who studies the Torah and appreciates and acknowledges and recognizes the beauty of the Torah, as the Rav says, somebody who picks up a Torah that's fallen, somebody who places a Torah on a table, somebody who cares and looks out for the Torah and for its people, that's a person who's going to be honored by the Torah. Meaning somebody who takes the lessons of the Torah to heart and to life, other individuals will want to honor that person willy-nilly, ipso facto, not because I'm looking for the honor, but rather because that's who I am and that's what I do, and people want to be like me. Those are the people who are going to be honored, and those are the individuals who people will try to mimic and imitate. As opposed to the end of the Mishnah, somebody who dishonors the Torah, people will dishonor him because he's not living a real life. He's living a life of contradiction, of lack of reality. You could teach Torah and act inappropriately, people will dishonor that person. People won't want to be like that person. It creates a contradiction. There's an inherent inability to be able to live the synergy that you're teaching, and that doesn't make sense. And thus, people will run away from such an individual. Our goal is to live lives that model and that resemble the Torah that we study. The Torah teaches ethics. That's what Pirkei Avos is about. The Torah teaches rules, laws, Shabbos, Yom Tov, but the Torah also teaches rules about financial responsibility. There's Choshen Mishpat. There's familial responsibility. That's Evan Ezer. We have to be able to live our lives with perfect equilibrium and semblance of truth, honesty, and study of Hashem, His Torah, and fear of heaven that emerges from that. That's what Rabbi Yossi means when he tells us that mechabed es haTorah, somebody who honors the Torah, gufo mechubar al habrios, people will honor him. That's what I want to be like. As I've explained before, there are often people who preach and teach but who get in trouble. There are philosophers like that, there are ethicists like that, and there are even, unfortunately, individuals who teach Torah and act like that. I wouldn't call them rabbis, however. But they're people who are teaching, but they're not living it. As I believe I've once mentioned the story of the philosopher who once got in trouble some decades ago, and he acted inappropriately and had a relationship that was absolutely inappropriate. And when they asked this philosopher, this ethical individual, well, you teach ethics and philosophy all the time, how did you do what you did? And he responded with a quip, well, if I was a mathematician, do you think I would be a triangle? Meaning, I don't practice what I preach, and I don't have to practice what I teach. There's a divorce, there's a division, there's a separation between the classroom, the Beis Medrash, and what happens in the office and at work and at home. That's exactly what Reb Yossi says not to do. That's mechalal es haTorah. Then your gufo mechulal abrios. That people will dishonor such a person. But if you're a person who honors the Torah, if you live the Torah, if you breathe the Torah, if you're teaching the Torah and living the Torah the way you're supposed to, publicly and privately, in and out, wherever you are and whoever you are, such a person will be sought after. People will honor him, not because you're interested, not because you want it, because that's who you are and that's the loyal life that you live. Often, an Eitzer Hara tries to attack a person and tell a person that I'm a scholar and I'm a Torah personality and I have to act a certain way and look a certain way. And you begin to act in a grandiose and haughty fashion. If that happens, you'll be dishonored. People will run away from you like the plague. And that's often what gets caught up in when a person gets in trouble. But if a person continues to live their life teaching and growing and helping others, sincerely, honestly, and in a real and genuine way, one will never get caught up with problems and troubles. That's the person who's being mechabed the Torah. That's the person who people respect and honor. We should all recognize that whether we're a rabbi or not a rabbi, each and every single individual is a walking role model of Torah mitzvot. Any Jew who studies Torah, who engages in mitzvot, who is called an observant Jew, an Orthodox Jew, is a walking teacher, is a walking example, is a walking role model of Kiddush Hashem. We have the opportunity to be teachers if we're in the street, if we're walking in the office, on the conversation, online, in the store, wherever we are, people are going to look at us and are wondering, is this a person who honors the Torah or not? And if it is, then gufo mechubra al b'riyos, you'll be honored and people want to be like you, your office and your colleagues. And whoever you are will say, wow, this is a person we want to honor because look at the way it then acts and performs. That's what we're shooting for. That's what we're looking for. Never should we try to ever act in a way where there's a contradiction. And if we do, we'll see right through you. And that's a person who dishonors the Torah. And that's who people will dishonor. May we be zocha to fill the words of Reb Yossi, kol mechabed es haTorah, gufo mechubar al abrios. Have a great day. Kol tov.